Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to give honor to Pastor in his absence, him and Sister Crosswhite. I want to thank them for allowing me the opportunity, amen, to come and preach once again. I don't take it lightly, and I'm so thankful for it. But I have a burden on my heart for somebody today. And it feels like fire shot up in you. You've heard that before. And I want to encourage somebody tonight to keep fighting. To keep fighting. I know I'm not in my scripture text yet, but I just feel led to tell somebody, if you've been feeling weak and like you're wanting to throw in the towel, hey, keep fighting. Keep fighting. We don't have much longer. The signs of the time are here. Amen. Now's not the time to give up. Now's not the time to give in. But now's the time, amen, to give it all you got. Now's the time, amen, to keep fighting and to keep pressing and to keep pushing. Now's not the time to be a weak and anemic Christian. Now's the time to get into His Word. Now's the time to get into prayer. Now's the time to fight on your knees. Now's the time to fast. Now's the time to keep going. I want to encourage somebody tonight, if you've been feeling like you want to throw in the towel, hey, keep fighting, keep fighting, keep pressing, keep pushing. Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Hey, you may be going through a valley. You may be going through a hard time. You may be going through a trial or a situation. Hey, it's all right. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Hey, you just keep pressing. You just keep fighting. You just keep pushing. I don't know who it's for tonight, but I want to encourage you to keep fighting. Don't give up, don't give in, but keep going. Amen. If we'll stand for the reading of the word in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse number 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Jumping over to John chapter 10 and verse 10. John 10 and 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. We know the enemy doesn't want you to win. We know the enemy wants to try to knock you out. But let me read a little bit more. It says that I am come. Who's that? The Lord has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for this night. I ask you, Lord, to touch this service tonight, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your spirit move throughout this place, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight I want to preach to you on, you can be seated, on this thought. The fight of a lifetime. The fight of a lifetime. Amen. We're not in it just for a short time. This walk with God isn't just for a season. Amen. But it's for a lifetime. Amen. It's because we want to make heaven our home. Amen. We can't give in halfway there. We can't give in just when we're in our older years or in our younger years. Amen. But this fight is for a lifetime. I want to read to you a story called Holding the Fort. The hymn with the chorus, Hold the Fort, For I Am Coming, was written by P. Bliss. That was inspired from an event that happened in the American Civil War. The event took place at a fort in Altima Pass, which was being held by General Corus. The enemy general, Hood, declared for them to surrender, and General Corus refused. They suffered many casualties, and in spite of the hopeless situation, the defenders remained faithful. They didn't give up. They didn't give in, but they remained faithful. Just as those remaining began to give in, a white flag could be seen. And it wasn't a flag of surrender, but it was a flag that could be seen in a valley 20 miles away with the message that they had painted on it that said, "Hold the fort, for I am coming." This flag was to signal the relief of soldiers under the command of General Sherman, who was marching towards them to defeat General Hood and his men. Amen. And Jesus is saying, "Hold the fort." Amen. Because he's coming. Now's not the time to give in. Now's not the time to throw in the towel. Now's the time to keep fighting. Amen. Because Jesus is coming. There's a flag being waved that's saying, "Hold the line. Hold the fort. Hold it down. Hey, Jesus is coming. Now's not the time to give in on your fight, but now's the time to keep going." I want somebody to get it in their craw, amen, to hold the fort, to hold the line. Carson, you may be going away, but you still need to hold the line. You still need to hold what God gives you. You still need to hold the truth. It's not time to throw in the towel. It's not time to give in, but it's time that we hold the line. The world's going to try to push and push and push. It's going to try to tug on you. They're going to try to pull you out of church. They're going to try everything in them, amen, to get you out. To get you to try certain things. Why don't you try drugs? Why don't you try vaping? Why don't you try drinking? Oh, it's cool. Look, everybody else is doing it. Hey, that's the enemy. We read that scripture that said, "The thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy." That's the enemy that wants, amen, to make you a trophy in his showcase in hell. But I'm here to tell somebody to hold the line, to keep fighting. Amen. Hold the line. We're living in the last days. We see it, wars and rumors of wars. Everything all around us, Russia's in war. Ukraine, you've got Israel. I'm telling you, if you read the book, these are signs of the time. Jesus is coming. You know, in that story, it said he was 20 miles out, their relief. I believe it's closer than that for us today. We're living in the last days. We need to hold the line. We don't need to give in and look like a secular club in our churches. We don't need to give in and look like the world. But we need to hold the line. We don't need to look like the church across town. We don't need to look like, amen, somebody else. Hey, we need to look like the church, amen, that Jesus would be proud of. I don't need flashing lights in a fog machine. We need to hold the line. We need to keep fighting. Amen. That's what the world wants to do. The world doesn't want us influencing them. They want to influence the church. And they want to get in and tear the church apart from the inside. But I'm here to tell somebody tonight to keep fighting. To keep fighting. Tonight I've come to encourage you. Now's not the time to give in and throw in the towel. I know we're living in some scary times and all those different things are going on, but keep fighting. We look at examples in the Bible. One of them that comes to mind is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had it made up in their mind that they were going to hold the line. It's a fight of a lifetime. It doesn't matter if the king throws us in a fiery furnace, I'm going to stand for what I believe in. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to throw in the towel, even when it gets hard, even when the king Nebuchadnezzar tells me, if you don't, I'm going to throw you in the fire. Hey, it's all right. It's all right if I don't. Throw me in the fire, because I know Jesus is still going to be with me. And you know the story when the horn was sounded and the psaltery and all those different instruments, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow. They didn't give in when it got tough. And that's something that we need to do in this day and hour. When it gets tough, we don't need to give in. We don't need to bow. We don't need to joke on the job just because our friends are doing it. We don't need to do the things just because somebody else. No. We need to stand for what's right. Stand for what's true. Why? Because it's a fight of a lifetime. I want to make heaven my home. And we know the story that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego took a stand. And because they took a stand, it cost them their life. Or so they thought. But we know that when they got thrown in the fiery furnace, amen, when Pharaoh looked in, he said, lo, I see four, amen. And we know who the fourth one was. It was Jesus with them in the fire. Amen. I'm so glad that when we go through a tough time, when we go through a trial, and when we go through a situation, as long as we're doing right and we're holding, hey, Jesus is right there with us, and he's encouraging us, and he's right there in the fire with you. I don't know what you're going through, amen. Even if you can't feel him, he's still there, amen. Even if you can't, he's still there. I want to tell somebody today, you just keep going through your dark time. You just keep going through your hard time. You just keep fighting. Don't give in. Jesus is there. And we know through those times and through those hard times that Jesus stayed with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It would have been easy for them to give in and just follow the crowd. You know, they weren't even amongst the majority. And neither are we. But it's still a fight of a lifetime. I don't care if everybody else around you is bowing. You've got to keep fighting. I don't care what's going on. Hey, if you're the three out of however many was there that day, hey, you stand. You stand. You hold the line. You keep fighting. Don't give in. And those men had a made up mind. Hey, I'm not going to serve the God of Shadrach, but I'm going to serve the Lord. Getting tongue tied. Amen. Another one that comes to mind is Job. Job went through a lot. He was one that the Lord even said, why don't you try my servant Job? And we know the story, and I can go on and read it all about how he lost his family. He lost his cattle. He lost everything. But not once did he curse God. Why? Because he knew this was a fight of a lifetime. I don't care if I get beat down. I don't care if how bad it gets. I'm still going to serve the Lord. And I don't know what you're going through or your home life or whatever it is. I don't care how bad it gets. You still need to have a mind that I'm going to serve the Lord. In sickness, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. In weariness, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. When I ain't got no money in my pocket, it's all right. I'm going to serve the Lord. When there ain't no groceries in the pantry, I'm going to serve the Lord. When things get tough, I'm going to serve the Lord. When things are good, I'm going to serve the Lord. When things are, it don't matter. Hey, I'm going to serve the Lord. And Job had a made up mind that no matter what happens, no matter if I lose it all, no matter if I lose my family, my animals, my land, my possessions, I'm going to serve the Lord. No matter what, I'm going to serve God. He had a made up mind that he wasn't going to give in, but it was a fight of a lifetime that he was going to stick with it. And he was going to press on. I want to encourage somebody here tonight. Don't give in. Don't fall prey to the traps and the snares of the enemy. Don't fall prey to the things of this world. Oh, believe me, the world will paint a pretty picture. It'll make things seem good. It'll make it all so fun. But let me tell you, there's a trap. Sure, pleasure is good for a season, the Bible says. Hey, but you know what? That season's going to end. And guess what? You're going to feel miserable. There's people in this Nacogdoches County jail we go to every Thursday, and we ask them, what would you tell a young person here today, amen, to keep them from going down the road you went? They say, don't do it. Don't get into it. Oh, it was fun when I was young, but I didn't realize what I was doing. I didn't realize the trap of the enemy. I would tell them today, don't do it. Run from it. Stick with the Lord. And I want to tell somebody tonight, don't do it. Whatever you're thinking about, stick with the Lord. Don't give in to temptation, but keep fighting. Don't give in to the things of this world, but you keep going and you keep pressing and you keep fighting, because the enemy wants nothing more than to take you out. But I want to encourage somebody today, this is a fight of a lifetime. It's not just for a season, but it's for a life. You keep fighting, you keep pressing, you keep going. Don't give in. Don't give up. I'm telling you, I'm tired of seeing our young folks and even our elders, some of them. Brother Jay, I'm gonna call it out a little bit today. Jay, he prays every Sunday school service for somebody close to his heart, and he calls them by name. I want to see them in church. I want to see them make it. And Jay is fighting for them. Amen. So the devil doesn't just prey on young folks. He preys on everybody. And I, you know what? I want to unite with Jay and fight for that couple you mentioned, Jay. And I'm believing in Jesus' name, amen, that they're going to come back. And amen, that God's going to do a work in them. Amen. 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 Hey, let me just say this too. When somebody falls, we don't kick them when they're down. When somebody falls, we don't push them down further. Amen. I'll say it like Pastor says. When somebody's down, we don't kick their light out just to make yours shine. I want to encourage somebody today. Amen. If you know somebody that's struggling, amen, that may be weak, that's down in their fight, you need to grab them by the hand and you need to begin to pick them up and you need to begin to walk with them. You need to begin to wave that flag, to hold the line. You need to begin to tell them, hey, you can make it. Hey, I want somebody encouraging me when I'm not doing right. I want somebody there for me, telling me you can do it. Not somebody pushing me down. Not somebody knocking me out. Not somebody telling me, oh, it's a boom, there's some more. No, no. I want somebody picking me up. And so I want to encourage you today. Amen. Fight along your brothers. Fight along your sisters. Amen. This is a fight of a lifetime. How do we win this fight? We need to armor up. Ephesians 6 and 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having of the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, whereunto ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, all watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Verse 19, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. I want to encourage you today to keep fighting. To keep fighting. We've got to hold the line. I'm telling you, we're living in some crazy times. If you could only see what we see that comes through the jail, it'd blow your mind. We had a lady in the, and people say, oh, well, I don't believe like that. I don't believe in those things. I don't believe in heaven and hell. Here a while back, there was a lady in the detox cell, and all she could scream was, that spirit's getting me. The spirit's getting me. Those things were attacking her in that cell, and she was screaming, a blood-curdling scream. And Pastor and I were sitting there, and he had the idea, but I think it caught a little too late. He was going to record that, just the scream, so the young folks and people in here could hear it, because it's a real deal. It's a real deal. We don't need to give up or give in, because the spirit realm is real. Amen. Hell is real. Amen. Heaven is real too, and I want to make heaven my home. But if you're not going to fight, amen, and keep fighting, unfortunately, the other place is the alternative. And I don't want to see nobody here go to hell, but I want to see everybody here make it to heaven. Amen. That's why Pastor says it at the end of service. Let's go to heaven. How? And we say, together. I want to make heaven with you. But it takes, amen, a made-up mind that I'm going to keep fighting. It takes a made-up mind that I'm not going to give up. It takes a made-up mind. Hey, whatever may come, however bad it may get, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep pushing. And I'm going to keep fighting. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to give in. But I'm going to keep fighting. I want to encourage somebody today. The banner's being waved. The flag is being waved. Hold the line. Keep fighting. Hold the line. Keep fighting. If you've been feeling weary and weak, like you want to give in, hold the line. Keep fighting. Hold the line. Keep fighting. If you've been feeling down and out, amen, hold the line. Keep fighting. If you've been feeling like you want to give in or give up, hold the line and keep fighting. Amen. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. Amen. I want to encourage you to keep fighting. Amen. If you've been feeling like you've been tired, amen, or like you want to give up, amen, now's the time to fight. Now's the time to fight. It's not time to wait till tomorrow. It's not time to wait an hour from now. Amen. But now's the time. Now is the time. I want to encourage somebody tonight. If you've been going through it, if you've been battling something, amen, these altars are fixing to be open. I want you to come up and begin to fight. How do you fight? You fight on your knees in prayer. You fight with the word of the Lord. You fight with your shout. You fight with your dance. Amen. You fight by running the aisles. Hey, I want to encourage somebody today, amen, to keep going, to keep pressing, to keep fighting. The devil wants nothing more than to keep your fight. The devil wants nothing more than to keep you in that chair. The devil wants nothing more than to keep you sitting right there where you are. It's nothing new. You haven't heard it. You haven't. It's not new for me. You've heard pastors say it. But there are a lot of people sitting in our church pews that aren't going to make it. Why? Because they didn't keep fighting. Because they didn't keep pressing. They gave up and gave in and just sat there and got complacent. I don't want that for any of us. I don't want that for you. I don't want you to give in to the enemy. I don't want you to give in to sin, but I want you to keep fighting. There's a banner being waved today. Hold the line. Keep fighting. Keep pressing. Don't give in. I know the pressures of this world are strong. I know they're hard. I know they pull at you, but it's not worth it. Nothing in this world is worth your walk with God. Nothing in this world is worth your walk with God. No girl, no man, no drugs, no alcohol, no fun pleasure is worth your walk with God. Keep fighting. Amen. These altars are open.
Are you tired and distressed? Weary saints in need of rest. There are storms you must walk through, but they won't last. They never do.
Keep on, be brave, hold fast.
Few scriptures just to encourage you. One of them is Acts 20 and 24. It says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Revelations 2 and 25. "But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come." One more, and that would be Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, through 14. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press, I fight, I push through, no matter what it is, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Keep fighting. Keep pressing. Don't give up. Amen. But let God. Don't give up, but let God. Amen. Keep fighting. I wonder one more time if we can lift our hands and lift our voice unto the Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you, God. Lord Jesus, minister in this place. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, for what you've done, for what you're going to do, Lord Jesus. God, put the fight in us, God, that we'll never give up, we'll never give in, God, but we'll keep fighting, we'll keep pressing. Jesus, in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Neil to come and dismiss us. Amen. In service.
Amen. Aren't you glad you came to the house of the Lord? Amen. Amen. Please remember the announcements. And you are dismissed. Let's go to heaven. How? Amen. Have a good night, y'all.